This year Pesach, Chamot Shabbos, and therefore Erev Pesach is Chalom Shabbos. So there are Kama Lukas here for this, simply this year. Go to the farm store, you see tons of farm about it. You coin out 300 pages, and I think of 300 pages, and the Shumlachas, and Hokka Chasakak, and this Chalachas, Oivoy Kama Sforum. Chuggle in the Seder of, and tell me Chlor exactly what the Lukas that I'm warning to get up. First Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. When is that? So about Shabbos HaGadol, Kuli Alma is Erev Pesach. That's when Shabbos HaGadol is. One Inin, that means they're moving down to the Inin of things that Gadol on Shabbos HaGadol, that's about Erev Pesach. That's the Kuli Alma. Only Shabbos, when is the Drasha? What's called the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha? Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach. When is the Drasha itself? So Chura is telling you upon why this person gives a Drasha for it. If you go, like the Mishnah Brewer's reading, it's in the top of test, it's a Quran base, the whole Inin of the Drasha is to learn the Lachas. And teach you the Indian of Agala and Bia Chomet and Fias Matzah. That about is only Shaykh. The week before, on Zayin Nisim. On Yudal, it's very too late, most of these halachas. And therefore, the Chura, the Drasha should be on Zayin Adar, Zayin Nisim. And therefore, the Mishnah Brewer twice passed that way. Tachlav Tetz Konvei, Tachlam Konvei. He writes the Drasha in the Chanami Shabbos Agadol is Zayin Nisim. And therefore, Kamat Svaram, Karim Paiskim, they could go with this Mahalach. And Sarah Shani, the Rafa Shulchan goes the other way. He says the whole reason.
Are you at the beginning or at the end?
On the second side is the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes that our drushes now are not in the halacha. Because anytime anyone has a shaila, what they do, they go with the rock. Very simply, if the rock don't have a shaila. And if our drushes are in the acher and other things are in the halakha, or drushes or pilpul, therefore, if I'm simply not saying halacha, the Shabbat Gadol drushes could be on your dalet. And therefore, it says Rosh Hashanah, his own meaning, he himself, he gave the Joshua on the Dalit. Simtav Lavin, Sefei, he says, he gave it on the Dalit. So really, what a person should do really depends what type of Joshua he gives. If he gives Allah, it should be Zayin Nisim. And if he gives Agato in an Akar, it should be Nidal Nisim. Vika seems to be, most people go do on Zayin. There are places, a lot of people who give on both Zayin and Nidalit, the Joshua on Nidalit, Allah on Zayin. Fine, each of his own, but it really depends what exactly are you saying and who you're saying it for and why you're saying it for. And the next halacha is the idea of Tainz Bukharis, that the halacha is, the minig is, no Gemara Besim, but the minig is that people fast on Erev Pesach. This year Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so you can fast on Shabbos. So when should a person fast? So Simon, Tav Ayin, the Sifayis, the Mechal of the Nizam is Kais, Mechal Erev Pesach for Shabbos. Yesh Oymim, the Zolt is say, Yesh Mis Adam HaBukharis, Yom Hei, some say on Thursday. Yesh Oymim, Shein Mis Adam Mechal, Mechal of the Nizam 2 days, 2 Yesh Oymim. Sometimes Thursday and sometimes Shabbos. And the passing, the Amor says, Av Yish Limma Kiswa Rishayna. The meaning is the fast on Thursday. And that's how the Kamachan go. And Moshe Shuvah says the meaning is that we fast the Maisa on Thursday. Now, all the years, the meaning is that we have Siyim to this mitzvah, and you eat by the Siyim, and you don't worry, and we're not going to have this tightness to pile, and we eat by this mitzvah. The reason, or Shulchan says, it's because since we're at our polish, and therefore if you come to the Seder fasting, you won't be able to do the Seder Kehil Kassar, you know, have a hard time, go through it quickly, or won't be able to drink the wine you can master. Therefore, for that reason, we are Mekel all other years. What about this year? This year the fast is Thursday, the Seder is not for Moshe Shabbos. The fast is not going to affect you. Therefore, the Mekorah Kodesh, Echel Beis, based upon the Shur Seatron, and what's the time? And it's not mean, maybe this year, there's a reason to be master. And not be Semech Panasim, like all Panasim, we're not Semech Panasim, we're Siddhis Mitzvah, and there is a point to the Maisa fast. Maisa, the Minik is not the way the Mekorah Kodesh himself ends off, it's nothing to listen to a theme. And one of the reasons they're being down is that the Tafel cannot be Muhammad than the Iker. Thursday, the Iker is only Dinam Tashlumim for the Mini Ba'alma, which is on Shabbos. And therefore, the Tafel, which is Thursday, cannot be more than the Iker. The Iker, we do call that Panasim. Therefore, the Minik is that Eklami, we're not coming as far, but that we do go hear a theme on Thursday or Siddhis Mitzvah. Another thing that I'm hoping now, and still again to me, that the Ramah says, let's say that I'm my son of a Bachar, but my child is a Bachar, and he cannot fast. Says the Ramah, that true, the child, he cannot fast, but you should fast for him, the minute to fast for him. The Shulchan says, we don't have this minute. The Maisa B'Shibur does not say that way, and it seems to me that the minute is that people go to Yumim, the father of the child of the Bukhar, and people are knowing this meaning of Ramah, that the father is instead of the child. Now, what about this year? Is this year the same thing? Well, no, since it's only Tashlumim, and only as a meaning upon a meaning, maybe in Echanami there is no meaning for the father to go have a son for his son. So the Kappa Chaim says, Hameko Hifzit. And the Nebuchadnezzar says, people don't have to fast. The Makar is the Kappa Chaim. If it's Makar is the Kappa Chaim, Zarek Chaim is here. The Makar starts off, Yeshoimim, Yeshoimim. The Klaal of the Makar is, Stam, Yeshoimim, Allah, Kisam. That's a little pushing down, Pim Gondam, like Tomo. Klaal of the Stam, Yeshoimim, Allah, Kisam. That's a lot of Klaal of the Makar and the Ramal. The Ramal brings down Stam, Yeshoimim, Allah, Kisam. When the Mechaber says Yishoimim Yishoimim, the klal is halacha like the second Yishoimim. That means the Mechaber of the Ikel halacha paskins, as the Mechaber back points out in Chalak Aleph, Siman Tanak Aleph, Yishoimim, there is a Yishoimim Shemis Amim klal. That means the Mechaber paskins, there's no reason to fast at all this year. Fine. Could be Machna, why not? Could be Yassim. So nothing really wants to tell you, Bnei Ashkenaz, you should be Mekel. Why? Because Kav Chaim said the Mekel is it. Kav Chaim, of course. Anyway, he owns Nikodim, himself says Nikodim, you don't have to fast. Why? That's Mechaber Shita. Fine, we're going to be Machmer. To be Machmer, ask far for the father, for the Bukhar, for the normal car for that, that's why the Kavachayim is being Michael. But that's the real state of the Ashna, the Chavachayim, of course, is from right to that, because of my soul, that's the Mechaber Shita. Point, as Piskei Lacha points out, if you read the Ramah, the Ramah first says one whole statement. The Ramah says, first of all, the minig is like Svara Rishayna, that we fast on Thursday. And it continues on in the same statement, and therefore the father is to fast with the son. In the same statement, that means the Chodah was going even on when Pesach comes out on Moshe Shabbos, when there's time to be on Shabbos. It's all one statement. And the Tashas, the reading of the Ramah is, it's going on the case we just ended off with, which was when Pesach is Chal on Moshe Shabbos. The Chodah, again, the Ramah of a father should be man of death fast for the child. And therefore, the Sforim say, even though it's bringing down the Kavach Chaim, it's nothing, the Chayyar Lachav says, it's not that a person should go to the Shem. And also, just like the Stam Bachar can pass himself with the Shem, or see the Smitzvah, who is in the father should pass with the Shem, or see the Smitzvah. Actually, just to clarify, how do you look at the father, the Mokim, the son? Is it a Tashlumin for a son? Or no, that's in the Chid that put upon the father. Well, not really, they say. Let's say the kid, 10 years old, he goes to the Shem. Goes to the Shem. Does the father have to fast? Well, no, is the Chid put upon the son? The father makes up for it? Well, no, the Chid is put upon the father. So the Shem Shabbat is Mechan Kvievsky in Parak Lamed, and he says, if the son goes to the Shem and passes the father, the Chid is etzel upon the child. So the child, therefore, he hears it, he passes it, and therefore the father won't either have to go to the Shem. So fine, so what a person really should do, he should go to the Shem if he's a Bechar, or if he's the father of a Bechar. Now, let's say a person does not know that Thursday we're supposed to fast, was supposed to go to the team, and he eats by mistake on Thursday, which he do, so says of Yashin, brought down into Schaim office, he should fast on Friday. And if he goes to the team on Friday, that means why the Iker, the Gzeru should have been on Friday to fast. Except we're not going to be going to the client cell on Mitzvah. To do it on Friday, it's a Tirkham client cell, therefore we go on Thursday. But let's say you mess up Thursday, therefore you go to Friday. Because why not? Because the best thing to do as close as possible.
Never.
The Atzarah tables can be on Friday also. But if let's say Pesach Mamash Kimam Shabbos, let's say we did the Havana and Echlami, you can have a fast on Friday. Just we're pushing off, we'll push off the Thursday. If you mess up Thursday, and Echlami Friday. Give a cousin seems to be more of an Indian.
No, you can push it off the same.
Right. The whole Indian cousin seems to be more of an Indian. Yes, this is more of a minute because that's more of an Indian.
Is that a problem going into Shabbos
Hanukkah? Sorry, but hey, let's do it. Right, to receive that mamash, let's say Shabbos came out, Pesach came out on Shabbos, you fast on it. Just, we don't want to be doing it on the on Friday, so therefore you ate on Thursday, so the Gashas, we fast on Friday.
So when Yashas says that you can't find the
team? Well, yes, that's Yashia.
You could.
Oh, so fine. So therefore, let's do it all the way. Let's say a person goes to see him on Thursday. So therefore, look for her, he passes on Thursday, so therefore his kid should not be on Friday. And what should Shiva point to that? So maybe in our time, Kavitala, maybe the Chalamish should be on Friday. He said, no, the Chumrah upon the Mechab, any Chanami said that there's no reason to fast at all, therefore Thursday is enough. That's the time. And I said the cipher, and our Chabad told the days, he made the Seema 2 days. He made on himself as a Bechar, he made him on Thursday and on Friday. Could be with also a tear of the Isha Shita Smiri, he said, make it in the first Shabbat and Friday. The Isha Smiri Shita, the Bechir Yotzah does bring down, not like the Chabad says Thursday and Shabbos, he says, the Chanami Bechir Yotzah does even on Friday. Cipher, that was the Minik, he made Seema 2 days. Who then also the son, the Chaim Kniyevsky, what does he do now? He makes two semen. I mean, he learns, with him it's very simple, fine. The nice thing does, he doesn't have Thursday, he doesn't have Friday for that reason. And the Kohen Rosh, in Chal Beis, he says that a person, what he should do, after interview master, is that you have a semen on Thursday and eat the leftover shirayim on Friday. As the Megillah explains that the idiom of the theme, as it goes on to Tchetchila, the Mishma involving the Tamil Torah, there is the theme, the simcha goes on not just that day, it goes on continuing for a couple of days. It sounds like it's a little bit of 7 days, but the Ve'ita, the Shirayim, the leftovers, it's all chilek of the theme, and if we have a chilek of the theme, even on Friday.
You don't have to watch
the theme of the Shirayim? That's a shayla. Some people say, yeah, they seem to say the Noshim become the Shirayim, that's only enough, and men that seem to go the theme, and the women who want to be back with them all, they eat the Shirayim. But again, the Moshe says it's not Thursday. But if you see in the shuls, they have two seams. They always have any big shul, I don't know, in the smaller places. But my old shuls have a seam on Thursday and a Friday for this reason. Because might, why not make my Mabatari or people who are
post Mishkan? What do you mean they're not shuls?
No, so there are two things. One, first, if the sons of a Kharan, fathers of a Kharan, the Mabatari is on the Minigan Mabatas. Well, there's another meaning which the Mabatari doesn't hold of, that some Noshim who are the Kharan, the Chabah holds the Noshim of Fast in general, they're the Bukhara. I said, Bukhara, she couldn't have it, she passed. She couldn't have it, we're not going that way. Those are the times that
somebody... Did the woman
pass one side? Yeah, that's why it's brought down the Noshim should pass. We're not going that way, we look at Christ, well, Christ will only Bukhara and the men are the Eker. However, if we look at what happened to Goyim, the Goyim all the Bukhara is
Christ.
Yeah, that's all. As far as the Kash is they ask. The right is they ask. Right. After the Lokha is the din of Hadikah's comments. Now, when to do Hadikah's comments? So all year, every year, is on Leil Yudalit. This year, in Chabarites, in Sumitov, in Dalit, in Sefalit, Yudalit, Shephali, and Shabbat, Boykin, Leil Yudalit. The Lokha is the Bedikah, is a day earlier, it's going to be Thursday night, it's Leil Yudalit. Levar Markol, of Nei Shabbat. Now this din of Bedikah is mamish like all of the years. You do a regular Bedikah with the Bracha, and you say Bittul, you mevatel afterwards, and you can do it in Lokha before, and you, whatever you hold by Meir, whatever you should do, and you can eat people in. It's not much the same thing like any other year, the same Gedolim of Zika, every year, do it in this year. Now, what are the freedom of in of Zika that a person has to do? So first, you go through a regular year before getting involved in this year. There are three separate shadows a person usually has to clear for the people over here. One shadow is, do you have a chiv at all to do Zika? Second, on what do you have a chiv to do Zika on? And third, what do you do about the time zones? What do you do when you're in America and your chometz is over here, or vice versa? Three separate shalots. The first, like the middle case, what is the chi of Bedika on? Moshe, a person is in his house, Leil Yudalit. Regularly in his house, Leil Yudalit. Tomorrow he plans to close up his home by house, take his wife and kids and go to his in-laws. His in-laws do not want him earlier. Why? Because it's hard, you have kids, make a wreck, it's a mess, it's still your chometz. You can leave the next day, or you can go to the hotel, same thing. But so the Maaseh says, Leil Yudalit, you're in your own house, and right now you have all the chometz, you're not cleaning it, you can close up the whole entire Pesach. Do you have a chiv bedikah right now or not? So the Mekor Chaim, the Tzivis, in Siman Top, Lach Vav, he writes that even though you sell tomorrow to Goy, since right now it's a chiv bedikah, when they have chiv to check? When they have chiv to check, and you have to put it all together, and you have to burn it tomorrow. Why? Because even though you sell tomorrow and not in your shoes at all, right now it's a chiv to come put upon you. And the Chayotim close with this Mahalach, the Kish Shulchan Aruch, the Chayim Falojim. They go with this Mahalach, the economy of a person, chiv right now, even though it's going to get rid of it tomorrow. Abtah Shani, the Ksam Tzoyfi writes, he can cook from Alf and Arachayim, that since he can get rid of it tomorrow, he writes his Toshit, it's like any Toshit, he should get rid of it tomorrow. Why did he get to check you out tonight? What's your Shaila? Why do you want to check you out tonight? And that's how the Mishashi goes, it says that's the Minik, the Tzerot Tzedef, the Tzedek Hemet, and it's the estimate, the point is exactly, is there a chiv Leil Yudalit to the person of the Bedikah when he knows tomorrow is yourself to Goy? Do you have a chiv Bedikah or not? The Mishnah Brua, in Simitov, on the Vav, the Kum, on the Beis, brings down the Machloek, it brings down the whole sheet of both sides. The Lach, how he passes at the end of, the Kalmatum, after a Limchot, the Yadam Achimim, those who sell on Yudalit, don't do Bedikah, don't make a Machah against them. Why? Don't make a Machah. And what for the Yoyim Gimel? What you do is selling on Yoyim Gimel, Shabbat or the Faith. It's much better to sell it a day earlier. That means you go to, usually by Rav, there's always two sellings, the Mechir Yudalit and Mechir Yoyim Gimel. That's two different days to sell. The Mechir Yudalit is, I think the Minig is, and the Lalocha seems to be in the Minig, is that you can sell on Yudalit and you don't do any Bedikah the night before. However, the Mishavu says, don't make a Machah against them. However, it's better to sell it a day earlier, so when it comes to Bedikah, Leil Yudalit, Echman, you're nothing else, you have to go to your in-laws a day earlier for your parents. And that will be the best thing to do to get all the sheetahs. So we have one machlokes, Leil Yudalit what to do, and Mishavuot is a limchot, a moisha, the portam of Eidah holds Mekadin, Avadi can do Mechir and Yudalit, Shem Tzir Malacha says Yudalit, and the meaning of Bikram, on most peasants, is Avadi can do Yudalit, and people try to be machma do Mechir and Yud Gimel. That's one machlokes. A separate machlokes, a separate shaila is who has a chiyuv to do bedikah. The moshul person, he's right now in the yeshiva, he's doing his deal, however a chol, and going before a Shvedish Nisan to America. Now, he is going, this is not a zero, he's leaving it, and going back to zero to the Baal Zira, going back to him. Let's take an example, let's say the Baal Zira is a guardian. The Baal Zira is a guardian, so zero is going back to him. So, he has his house. Now, if you're going from your house in Eretz Yisrael to house in America or any place else, you have your Mekayni Chiyah Beer somewhere else, you do a particular somewhere else, says Mechabe and says Gimel, the Metafa Mitzvah, your Mekayni Chiyah Beer somewhere else, no problem. Let's say you're leaving your house and you can be in a boat, in a caravan, and there won't be any chiyuv makom that you have to do bedikah upon. Says the Mechaber, the halacha is, since you're in a place that there is no chiyuv, you have a chiyuv to do a bedikah in the guy's house. The guy already moved in, he has his chametz there, and he's all there, and you're marking everything. You have a chiyuv bedikah if you left within 30 days. Once you left within 30 days, the chametz put upon you a special chiyuv that cannot be involved with chiyuv here. If you go and do the chiyuv somewhere else, you go to another house, do another house. If you go to no place, you have to go back to the guy's house and go to Medico.
I don't want
you. Whatever was yours, whatever you left behind and your mask you don't care about, you have to go check. That's your advice. That's the Mechaber Shito.
In that?
Yeah, when you leave behind, you don't care about it. It's Hefker. It's all Hefker. You have to go check. The Chil Chomet to go do it, to go check on Hefker. That's Hefker Mamish. That's not even yours. Come along the Amor, the Amor says, Sheena Torah, when Kishin Nicholas by any Yehudi. Once you enter with this chometz in Islam, you do not have to any chiv beer anymore. So the machlokes is mechaber and the rabbah. How do we pass him? So the machlokes is according to the bach and the rabbah go with the mechaber, the taz and the frichodesh goes with the rabbah. The mishnah says that the kol lam days v'nira im nichnas by nafi if a goy comes in with his chometz yishwakol. That means it comes out. You have to stand 3 points away when the person has to be machmer, even if it's rabbah. First the rabbah says only when nichnas the goy can be mechol. That means the marshal Yavat Yerem Hashem. The guy is not going to come into his chometz over Pesach, because he's going to try to wait it to somebody else after Pesach. He doesn't care. He's going to not get involved. He's not going to nichna. According to Amor, the way of the Shavuot Paskins, and according to Mechaber, the person has a chiyuv bedikah. His mamash has a chiyuv bedikah. A second point is, let's say even the Baal Bos is Yisrael. It's not a guy. So if Yisrael moves in, the law is to matach a guy. If Yisrael moves in, it's the same. If you have no chiyuv, why don't you have a chiyuv? Says the Shaitin, it's the Kot and Chavtes, according to Victor Yesha. Since the new Baal Abbas, he's going to do his own bedikah, as if he is your shliach for doing the bedikah. You are doing the bedikah with the new Baal Abbas. Come out, these viewers that you're going back to the Baal Yerush Yisrael, he's not doing the bedikah. He's going to go sell it to Rob, and he can go sell it to a guy. That means the whole head you have, if you sell, buys it afterwards, or gets it afterwards, is only because he's going to be a shliach to go do bedikah, as if he's a shliach for you. But all these Baal Bakim in Meir Sham, they're not going to do bedikah. They're just going to pass over to the guy, and they're not going to do bedikah. So it comes out, even if the soul is a Baal Abbas, still, according to the Mechaber and the Amor, you're not becoming mitzvah. And you still have a chiyuv beer to do someplace else. Third point, as our Shtorvah points out, in Chalat Beis, Tzimun Rishu Aleph, and Shuvos, and I skim on, that this whole halacha, that Machlokes Mechaber and Amor, is that where you left with Chodesh Nisan. Let's say your family that is leaving on the Yudal during the day, therefore it came ready Lel Yudalit, then the cool army of Chiyuv Bedikah. Since you hit Lel Yudalit, as Mamash is Lel Yudalit, and you're just going to walk out tomorrow, the Mamash of Chiyuv Bedikah of the Zmanai, the cool army you have to do a Bedikah. The cool army, that means go to the hotel the next day, there is no Makosh, everything agrees, you have to do a Bedikah, the big Zerayah for Chuvah, and I'm safe with some Kuf Laman Aleph. Then it says, it come out Mephorosh. So if you have all these limitations, to make it more practical, let's say a person, he's going to leave his deal, was Chodesh Nisan leaving his deal to go to America. Go to his parents' house. Or go to his parents' house, or anyone in Yishlayim, he's going to leave his, wherever he is, on Yudalit, and leave the next day to go to his in-laws' parents' house. Now, Chora, his mom is the Chiyuv Bedikah. Now, what's the person supposed to do? To sell to God, he doesn't help. You have to take your Chiyuv Bedikah someplace. You have to get something that you yourself own. Something. So one day, as I say, Shtomach brings down, it's very simple. You're in America by your parents. Tell them to be master to you. The room, you're staying in the room. It has to be checked anyway. It has to be for chometz if you're living in it. So make a kinyan with your father, your shrek. You either with kinyan satumta, akwal, mashifa, give your mafteh, I'll begin make a kinyan, that's chal. And who owns the room? You'll own the room. You give back now, it'll be nice to give back to him. But the essence will be your room. And therefore, this way, the kinyan chiyuv here, without getting involved about, again, machlokes, of Gimel Yadalit, we have a separate chiyuv of Badiki Yafdu, you do it in your own room. Don't miss this, Masham and Shuv, and Chel Gimel says this way. You should be kind of from the person who you're renting from, or you're staying by. Atzad HaSheni, Meshev HaLevi, Chel Dalit, and Chel Gimel, Simen Samachas, and the Netzach Gavriel also, Meshev HaLevi, renting Shuv, to the Netzach Gavriel and Chel Dalit. They write that they don't hold this whole thing that father giving over to a child. They hold, first of all, it's wrong for Alma. They hold also, it has to be someone who has this real estampshus in that malkum, that's not really the estampshus of a child, the estampshus of the father, of other kindness. They hold that Echami, a father, cannot give it over to a child. Can't give it over. We also said another problem is that sometimes you come to your father and say, can you match to me the room? And your father has kindness to you. Well, I'm not good enough for you, I'm not good enough for you. What's the problem? Well, what's wrong with me doing the bidikah? So it also says you shouldn't get involved with it. It's about careful what you do. When a person, when your father says, not good enough, what's the problem? Your father's going to have kindness upon you. So that careful said, what's the big deal? Go to your friends. Your friends will have a deer in hole. Let them give you a place in the deer. What's the big deal? You find somebody who doesn't mind you being matched as part of the house. But the mindset, according to Sheva Levi, according to Netzach Gavriel, according to Eitzah, does not help. So you could tell in Halacha that this whole eating of Chiyah deer in the Abadam, anyway, being Mavat Lachomet, it's a Chumah Ba'almo, and the Vadik be Samech upon the Rav Strombach, and the Kalfat can go this Mahalach, and they ask Lamed, the same as the father being Machna, the room to the child. And they say, you help, you should be Machna, and not make the Bracha by yourself, because Ketuba says to be Machna, and listen to the Bracha from the father. To be Choshes of Bracha Shein Tzricha, listen to the father. However, you can be Samech on this Indian, let the father be Machna to you. Yes, that's a first Ketuba, the beginning of Sheva Levi, and he says, after that, you just listen to the Bracha of the person next to you, the father. Well, let's say you want to be machmor, get the Sheva Levi, and nothing can be able to watch the person do. So, first, if a person, let's say he has his own house, and he's going to sell it on $100 to a guy, so one Eitzah, someone told me he has some Nachum Eisenstein today, and a lot of people say this Eitzah, sells the whole entire house, except the dollar for $1, 4 amas by 4 amas. Usually you do it right by the doorway, someone do it by the place that has to be checked, by the steam, or under the sofa, whatever you want, but leave over someplace $1. To be kind, you have the mother. And to clean the whole entire house, the whole entire diva, the whole body, they have no price upon. It is not me. That you can leave over, and that you should check, and that's it. That'll be enough. That's why a person who's married. That's the shiva house, yeah, the body. So, mocking to live in. We'll hate it, that's in the room. So, what do you do with Bachim? If Bachim is going to own the diva over Pesach, they're paying rent for it, like some Baal Batim, Baal make their, the Bachim pay for it. So, there, anyway, they have to make the Omechira. So, make the same thing. Before you leave the diva, make a shliach that is self before you, everything except for Dal Dal Amis, and tell the shliach, well, maybe you yourself is better, but Badika before you leave, on Dal Dal Amis, do Badika there. Fine, you can make a beer over here. You don't make a bracha. Shliach is manai. That's why you don't make a bracha.
What do you said before?
Because you have chomets in the diva and there, but the bracha is diva, you don't want to clean it very hard.
What do you think for?
You have a chiyah, within 30 days you have a chiyah b'dikah. You take 4 amas, take the cleanest 4 amas, that's the easiest to clean if there's a place. And you clean that area and you do b'dikah, you hide some pieces there, you have a farm, and you do b'dikah. That would be the best thing to do.
Because
you're a rocket,
not right?
Yeah, shloi b'dikah, don't
make
a b'dikah. But then you need to do 10 pieces, and 10 pieces are really good for the people do it because after non-movement, sure, make it even recognize that you don't have to do 10 pieces. Or make a shliach, one of them, yeah. Yeah, you bet. You can also burn it earlier. Make it any amount of burn it earlier. But let's say you're leaving the deer, and you don't own the deer over Pesach, it goes back to the balabas. So then what you do? Again, maybe it can be samech on your father in America, it'll be machmir to you the malkum, the real kinyan. Let's say you don't want to be samech upon it. I mean, the best thing is just really make a real kinyan with your father and make all the chalais and tell him it's my room and all the shtamshes, he can come in and fine, then we have no problem even going to Ravasa. Maybe father won't like that, but my father enjoyed it. What?
What
is it doing? Just, so it depends. You tell my father, it's my room, I can burn it down, it's my thing. You tell him straight out and there's no room. If you're very clear, you're very tough and you show. Depends how you relate to your father, depends how you do it. But let's say you're leaving Rosh Chodesh Nisan and it goes back to the Baladiro, so then what should you do? So maybe I'll say so, it's also going right before you leave, except for the Alamas, never find the guy going to buy it, it's very hard to find something. So I think different from the Chomer saying, maybe I'll say so, it's a master the whole entire year right before you leave, except for the Alamas. Before your master goes right away back to the Balabas, you left with the Alamas. So right before you leave, you do whatever you have, which is the Alamas. That'll be an easy way. Now you have to know the law of the question, which was, if it works that way or not, you mask it in front of three people, goes back, I don't know the law that well, I speak different than coming home today. No one can find out why it does not work, but no one was too happy with this Aesop. But,
if you didn't want to check in the
whole place,
you can just check
the whole place. Yeah,
we don't want to tell us about it. And there's no problem that
it's going to be about the other place. No, that's fine.
But then in the storm, there's a few long lines, kind of positive, you know, and if you let it, the Shiva will be a better in the class.
That's
your other. Not to get his class.
If it's his class, it's his.
But no, it's from him.
Then it's his assumption, not your assumption. Of course not your chiyuv. Maybe after doing a tayyuf eichav, you should do something for it. I'm also saying how we should give your friend's chometz, and you have a right to even maybe get rid of it and sell it for him, because man sa'adi that he's masking for it soon. Maisi says, kol chamira, yishwayim. Fine, so Maisi, what a person should do again is get all the sheetahs and try to either a bidik over here, or as Maisi, you're looking going to Mecca to a hotel, even over the hotel, Maisi can do a bidik over there, because that's really a mokum, it's really a shamshis. Also says in a hotel, a bad problem, can make a bracha, and even to come down your dalit, you can make a bracha during the day, it's not a problem. That's the seder. Now, this is, again, also in of Yerachia beer. Now, when should, let's say, now back to other shaylos, when should you make the mechira? Because if you make the mechira yidalba during the day, the chiyim is yadachim b'dikal lel yidalit. Therefore, again, make a din if people are mekel. However, people will be machma on to do the mechira on the gimel. That's all year. Every year. What about this year? This year, everything's pushed off a day earlier. The b'dikal is your gimel, not yidalit. So this year, the people, instead of doing, if people will be machma do mechira your gimel, this year, do they have to do mechira yidbeiz or not? The other teshuva says, no, ikal chiyim is lel yidalit. You can do it lel yidalit, you pop yourself lel the gimel. Therefore, this year, if you sell it Erev Shabbos, forget why you sell Erev Shabbos, but when you sell Erev Shabbos, chlami, you never get involved with machlokes of having the chometz upon you on lel yidalit. However, quite all the poskim disagree, and all machmen, and they say, not the poskim will say that the mechira is on yud gimel all other years. This year, you won't be machmen, the mechira should be on yud beis. Another shaila is outside the time zones. Time zones in America is about 7 hours off, and even now it's 7 hours off. And therefore, when it comes to Yisrael, Pesach is a Yisrael Hanoch first, and 7 hours later, you have then your Yisrael Hanoch. And they sell it in America, you can go by every year, you can go and they sell it in America, it's really Yisrael Hanoch, and you can sell it. The Shaila is how you look at Chometz. You look at it, is it Gavra or is it Chetzo? You look where you are, you're in America, totally upon you, is it Gavra? Or you look, no, it's a chesed. Whatever the mokum is, that's where it's chal chalois of the assume upon it. The kama tshuvas upon the shomim tshuva lochas dim kuti gimel is machmer. The Moshe also narachan kali dalat sim nun dalat. And he explains sim tzadik dalat. And the Moshe explains why. He says that it depends. If it's done in isiv alma, the is on the gavra. The isim depends upon the person. But here there's a din of isura not. Isura not is saying the chesed to the kotz. It's not totally upon the isurim. It's on the chesed itself. Even the cotton has no isurim, there's an isur over here. So since there is an isur or not is totally upon the chetzo. That means the isur of chometz, the bali rabali motzo, that's on the gavra. The isur or not, the echnami, that's on the chetzo. Therefore, Moshe says that if you're going to America and the chometz is in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machma and sell it with the rov in Eretz Yisrael. I expect the Moshe can sell with the rov in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to buy back 7 days later. And you need another whole day and 7 hours. And he can buy back you on Pesach. For you it's Pesach, and him it's really chol. So when she says, you have to tell the Rav, and you're not my shliach to buy back, you have to tell him straight out. Therefore the Rav, when he buys it back, it's his. And he's not going in for me, it's his, and it's not for me. And therefore he owns his house for another day and 7 hours. It's his house, and he bought back himself, and I'll take it back 2 days later. Then I'll That's what Moshe says in a regular year.
He's telling him to buy back himself.
He said, don't buy from me. He's not my shliach. Do whatever you want.
You can't buy it.
You can do it, I don't, do whatever you want. No, it's not even mine. Why? Why not the guy? It's not mine. It's not mine.
Who's the man giving it back to?
Guy's giving it back to. The Rav buys everything.
Mm-hmm.
He does a shliach himself.
So the guy's giving it back to the Rav?
Yeah, the Rav.
And the Rav has to give it back then?
Doesn't have to. It'd be nice to. It is. He owns it. Now, what about this year? This year, is it the same Indian that a person has to sell it, there's chometz in Eretz Yisrael, or no, we can sell it even in America. So first, when is Ma Mechira over here in this year, when Pesach is Chal, Erev Pesach Chal and Shabbos? When is Ma Mechira? So first, it's the Shaila. Can a person sell anything on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and the Chaloy should be on Shabbos. Can you make any tonight? I'm telling to you on this, the Chaloy should be on Shabbos. So there are places where Michael, the Sholem, Eshav, Torah, Chesed, Moshiach, any time you can sell Erev Shabbos, place it on Shabbos. Why not? It's a chiyuv upon the person. He didn't know what happens naturally on Shabbos. Why can't you sell Erev Shabbos and it, for it to be Chal on Shabbos? However, Kivegar, and Shul, and some Kufn, and Tess, brings right to it, that he kind of the two Shulim, two separate Surim Darabonim. And it brings that one is Darabonim is to have a Chalois Chal on Shabbos. Even though you did your Pu'ul on Erev Shabbos, but it is the Yuchud that a Chalois Chal on Shabbos by the Mechiru. And Moshe and Shuba and Chal Gibbel, even though he agrees with the right from Kivegar, the Seifi is Machma, and says he cannot have a Chalois Chal on Shabbos. The Yifel Mam Shek says, Tim and Meshay, says specifically when Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos, Erev Chesed, Chal on Shabbos, specifically in Echonami, a person cannot sell his Chalois on Erev Shabbos, for the Chalois to be on Shabbos. So there are, again, Machlokes the place, the Midrash of the place is to be Machma. The place where Machma is to sell Erev Shabbos. So come out, if you're selling all the Mechiro, sign Erev Shabbos, sign in Chutzlaret on Erev Shabbos. So over here, if you sell your Chometz now when you're in Chutzlaret, or your Chometz in Erev Yisrael, there's never been a Shura Enoch. A Shura Enoch is on Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Or 12, we look up, sorry, 12 o'clock. That's what Yisrael Enoch is. That means if they sell the Chometz in America, which is 7 hours late in Erev Yisrael, it still doesn't get to 12 o'clock in Erev Yisrael. If you look at this year, it should not be a problem, and look where you can sell with the world in America without any bayah. And the Maila is also, he'll buy it back to you a day later, a day and a half later, and they won't get any problem, the rug will only get out to you. It's not really a problem. For the Maila, the this year should not be a problem at all of selling your Chometz of Eretzol in Chuslar. I didn't see this case before, but don't do this, not to reveal to Fakir. He's the Maila who lives in Eretzol, so you're discussing the other case. Let's say you're next, that your Chometz is, he lives in Zion in Chuslar, it's in the Barbot. He discussed it the other way. Let's say you are in Eretz Yisrael, but your Chometz you left behind. You traveled to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, and you left behind your Chometz. And you give it to Rav to sell it for you in America. So he's making a Mechira for you when you are ready at Shabbos. And there's still nothing to be able to make home. Why? Because he said not make a Mashiach to do Yuchav you on Shabbos, because even done before Shabbos, he has different reasons. But in that case, where you, the Kavah, already is Eretz Yisrael, still the Nebuchadnezzar Gavriel says of the Rav himself to you in Chutzlars for your Chometz as in Chutzlars. So in this case also, if he's far before the Rav can sell for you in Chutzlars with the Chometz that is in Eretz Yisrael. Right in the Yonim is when is the Zman Bira, when is your person burn his Chometz? So the Mishnah in Dachim Tassim Alf, Sassim Ben Gzana Machloik is Rishidus among the Tanoim, the Lach Lamais is Machloik of the Rishonim had a Paskin, Hell in the Mechaber and Simon Tovman Dalit and Sefala is very clear, and the person goes that way afterwards. Mavar Makol of May Shabbos. You mavar everything before Shabbos. Now that means Mikra did it, you do it right before Shabbos, 10 minutes before Shkia, no problem. Like you will go 40 minutes before Shkia, no problem. Mikra did it, no problem. However, the Mechaber writes in Sefayis, Rashi and Shuvo, Toiv Mavar of Erev Shabbos Kodim Chatzayis. It's good to do it before Chatzayis on Erev Shabbos. Why is it Toiv? Explains with Shabur from Rashi and Shuvo already. Because you should not make mistakes in other years. If this year you can end up burning the Chometz close to Shabbos, other years you can make the same mistake. Therefore, it's good, it's tayyib to do it. Kodim chatzayis. Now the words of the Mechaber is kodim chatzayis. However, says the Mishnah Berurah is not that kodim chatzayis, because everyone knows every year you have to do it before the beginning of the 6th hour already, you have to burn it. Therefore, it says Mishnah Berurah kodim chatzayis labdachto. That's how the Jews from Hunger fasting, the Chavadat fasting that way. Look at Fumukan's book, he says, the gather is, it's about 6 hours. That's when you have to burn it on Friday. Sada Sheni looks at the Masham, the Das Torah, he kind of says, Kodim Chatzos Mechaber. And over here, to be Machma so far, do it before the 6th hour, which is Chumma Ba'almo, the Vadi you don't have to. And that's Loshon Aruch HaShulchan and the Ben Ishchai, and that's how MTJ's book that they said that, they said not this year, specifically, they say, Echonami Til Chatzos, a person can burn the comment. So Machalik's booklet, so Machalik's place, exactly what to do, the Chatzos, again, it's only a Toyu Ba'almo, it's only a Toyu Mechaber. Now, also the Zman Mechiro, we said Mechiro you have to do before Shabbos. When is the Zman Mechiro? Is it also the same thing, just like beer should be toyed, should be done before Chatzos? Well, no, you can do it all the way to the end of Shabbos. So those who want to be Machmer, and Tain Echanami, that Nichol toyed the Masham, the Shalom Eshav, the Mamshik, and Archaim, the Mershay, says all Nichol is toyed, and you should do it in Echanami. Also, the Mechiro should be done by Chatzos. But other than Matayna, the whole reason is because the person is going to make a mistake. Who, over here, who sells it to Rav? Rav's not going to make a mistake. He knows all of it. If it's Rav, we don't have to worry about it. And therefore, Echamim and Rav, you can sell all the way up to Shabbos. usually the rank that whatever you're going to use. But, No, in the comments. No, always I have. You're selling whatever comments. You simply areas, whatever you left a comment, that's what you're selling. If you're leaving the house, if you're not leaving the house, no. You sell specific areas in the house. So, Nivod Machali, the place in Mutu Akhim Khiro, the halacha, the meaning is that Mikhadin, people try to do it before Chatzayt, Alpha Toyf, Alpha Mokmehaps, the place we make, we do it all the way up to Shabbos. That's the meaning among the Psak. Our other men halkim in the Gate Erev Shabbos, that not in the Gare this year, since it's not the Erev Pesach, that end up doing Malacha, Erev Pesach, we're Machmen not to do. However, this year, the Me'ikil halacha, the Psak is a person can do any Malacha he wants. Another Indian is that in Echomet, Mikhadin, the place in Paschim, can Echomet all entire day. Now, next thing is Lal Shabbos, you have a regular suto, you wash, and you allow that person to be very machmir, very careful about the prum and the pieces that fall out from the challah, and they should eat very carefully, the whole form bring down, and you should eat it, whatever, over a piece of, over paper, and all around the place. And one eight that I see that what they do, is, now it's so at least, they eat pizzas, because pizzas don't crumble like challah. I don't know if they do in America, but over here, that's what I've been doing the last couple of times, is that if it doesn't come, well, it's hard to get rid of the next day on Shabbos to put it down in the bathroom, in the toilet. However, if you try to eat the whole thing, whatever's left over, you can destroy it that way. But the absolute eight so people use is pizzas. Now, Shabbos morning, the minig is, the lot is a person should be mashkim, make up earlier, and the minig is that everyone seems down the seeking, and you have to finish eating your chametz by within a certain time. In America, MTJ wrote, America's eating is 10:04, and the Kol Chamir you have to say by 11:29. In Shlaim, according to Malach Ravel, the Zman is 9:53 and Kol Chamir is 11:15. That's the Zman. Now, again, a person has to be very careful upon what he uses and whatever is left over, because Mamash couple of hours is the Zman of Chomet that you can't eat and you cannot really have any shows after the place is also by not. So Mechaber says what a person does after he finishes eating, takes a plate, he washes it off, and he puts it away. The Eitzah, what comes from being down is today we have plastic plates. So we should use plastics. The Be'er Moshe goes even further than that. Not only the Be'er Moshe says a chiyuv to use plastics. If a chiyuv to not use plastic, why should not get involved with the bayah and the problem of having kerum left on your plate, and then you have to wash it, and where's the kerum going to go, it's going to fall down. You should use plastic, very simple. You have plastic tablecloth, plastic plates, you roll it all up and put it away, throw it in the garbage, it's not a problem.
You have to
brush
your teeth after
avoiding your pesach. Oh, so the pesach day is a better thing to wash your mouth. Brush your teeth is a shayin among the pesach and if you can make yourself bleed, you have a problem. If not make yourself bleed, the best thing is to have a brush yuchud for Shabbos or for Yontif, and you won't get involved any real machalikism. But otherwise, it depends. Some wants to use toothpaste, because then we say not toothpaste.
Which
one should you use? Yeah, everything should be a chomet and cup, and try to clean out your mouth as best as possible. Take bombs and whatever you want to use, whatever you like, bring it out. So the difference from the isn't reveal how to use plastic plates. I call it Shabbos, use plastic plates, isn't that nice? So Dai Fisher has a treatment called Test in Simulamed, and he's talking about all year round that someone at the time you should not use a plastic plate. And Dai Fisher says, nope, Vada, you can use plastic plates all year round, not a problem. I get to cover Shabbos, so yeah, cover. You wear nice clothing, you can have nice food. You don't have to cover every single thing. Cover them in kind of other areas. And for you to be, your Vada person should not be makbid upon others, they should have to wash plates. It's very hard to wash plates. Not kishmak, not good. And therefore, Echonami first, all year round, use plastic, and says the Be'er Moshe, and Nevi'il, certainly over here, Erev Pesach, after Chashash of Assum, a Vada person has the right to use plastic plates and no concern of cover Shabbos. The way the Olam likes clearing the Shabbos is, what went covered Shabbos versus Oynig Shabbos? Oynig is you enjoy it, not to wash plate. That's terrible. Covered Shabbos is to have nice dishes. So Shalom, what is more important?
Not washing the Shabbos, washing the dishes.
Yeah, but you might spend how many plates you have, and still the fact that you see the stack of plates, a lot of people think it's going to be Shabbos. But fine, that's the only thing saying, you put the dining fish in the way the Shuba says all year round, the problem is rather that you can
use
plastic. A plastic? Oh, so what do you do with it? So, after eat, you wrap everything. So if you're in a stall or you have an area, very simple, you can throw out into the garbage Tziburi, even though it's owned by everybody, but says B'Sham Adam and El Yash in Shemus Yitzchak, that since it's a Mokum Hefker, that you may master it, and no problem throwing out into a public garbage bin. But Moshe, even though when he's master about throwing into garbage outside, it's only your own bin. I mean, you can take your own, let's say you have your own, in America, everyone has their own trash bag, not bag, own trash can. To bring the own can outside, that's still Moshe, so Moshe says you can't do it. However, pointing to a public trash bin, even Moshe is masking before, like B'Sham Adam and El Yash, that's not a problem. The Baya is more is when you have no air, what exactly you should do. To get a bed, you should just flush away. Also, you should bed and take out
the
house.
Is there problem to the toilet?
No. There's only, the only problem that they discuss is to eat things that came from the toilet.
So you're allowed to feed the toilet?
They say not to, because you can take it out and you can't eat it anymore.
That's
my shayla. You can bring it in, ask, can you take it out, you can eat it. If the roof goes on, you can eat it. Here you bring it in to get rid of it, you don't care how the roof goes. It's going out. That's not a problem. And even that place can take it, still bring it to the bathroom. Most medicine cabinets are in the bathroom. How can you have it there? It's got that check on the wall. Bay. So out the throwing out, the problem is you have no air, of course you have to somehow try to get out of your house as the best way possible. And try not to have problems. The best thing is to try and make an air to, again, put in the place, not your mock, not your shows. Or be masked, put outside in a public place, and it won't be better than your shows, if Shaykh.
And so you
seem up to have your own in your address now. The thing is, all the comments that you should flush away, you should not be neutral, so left with the plastic plate and the plastic bag. That best to be put in one bag and leave it outside, it won't be a problem. The best thing to know the comments, the room is really meaningless, and don't put it in a trash can, that's best to be neutral. Just put it, even though usually a person from the house, they have an area, put it right next to the area at the end of it. People, it's a mockery that's best to have to. This way, better people can come take it. It's a way of being much
more.
You can't take out your shoes, it's a chance.
Right.
You're stuck. The best thing you if you have a car, you can't take it out. No problem. No good might be a problem, because you're asking to walk through. Don't. That's a problem. Fine. Now, next thing is in the third meal, the shalushis, the shalashuddhis. Exactly what a person should do. So, first you have to know the three separate machlaikism. One machlokes is, can you have, about the meals, are the meals spread apart? You have to have one Friday night, one Shabbos morning, one Shabbos afternoon. Have to be one evening, morning, and afternoon. Well, no, you can have three anytime you want. What's the key with three meals on Shabbos? Is it whenever you want, or no, it's set times? And that's what machlokes is showing them. The Ram from the Baha'i said you can have three meals whenever you want. And Tosfos and the Rosh say, no, that you have to have the three meals, one in the evening, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. You cannot have both in the morning, or three in the morning. It's one machlokes. Seven shaila is, if a person washes and benches right away and eats a second meal, one after another, is that a concern of Rosh Hashanah and Tzricho? Says Tosfos, that's Rosh Hashanah and Tzricho. Who is to bench and wash it right away again? Says the Rosh, if you're doing it on Kavod Shabbos or Tzarech Shabbos, it's not just Rosh Hashanah and Tzricho, there is a Tzarech, it's Kavod Shabbos, for the Mitzvah Shabbos, for the third meal. So machlokes, if it's considered Rosh Hashanah and Tzricho. A third machlokes says, what are you mekayim shalashuddhis with? What is the chiv of shalashuddhis? So the way I was passing simu reitzadik aleph, just make the hierarchy, the list, how to start off. First, make a din, a lot of person has to have lechem mishnah. That's the first thing. Second thing, you can get lechem mishnah, two things, get a kikah shalom, get a whole entire loaf of bread, one loaf. Third thing is, you can get that, get any pas, any bread. Fourth thing is, get bread, name is Zainus. Fifth thing is, anything that's molasses, the pas, anything that goes together with bread. Like Basar, or Dogim, or Kvina, that you put on the bread. And the sixth thing is Zayim of the Paris. The seventh thing is Lemperis. And then eighth thing is brought down over here by Pesach, when Chal on Mutz Shabbos, is that we now from the Zayah and the Shlach, and the Kaimah with Ibrei Torah. One of these are eight different things, and a lot of the best things to do, and what a person really has to make it in, is to have Lechem Mishnah. Now, what you do over here, let's say first in the Kaimah, all the Shitas. So first, the eat Matzah, Erev, Pesach, the law is a good time to mitzvah by analog from the Yishalmi. You cannot eat matzah that you can be kind of the mitzvah Lel Seder. Any matzah that you can't be kind of Lel Seder, since it won't be nikkur, if you eat an Ereshach, an Erepesach, you cannot eat Erepesach. The folks who are showing them exactly when that is, the more possible it means a whole entire day. that day from Alois, you cannot eat matzah at all from Erev Pesach, and people do have a minig ready from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some people even have a minig all the way from Purim ready, not to eat matzah from these days. But the din l'alocha is, you cannot eat it from Erev Pesach. Therefore, what should a person do over here who wants to eat the third meal? The Mechaber says, for him it's very simple. Eat matzah ashir. Matzah ashir means matzah made not from water, no water at all. It's called a rich man's matzah. It's either made from wine, or from peiros, or from cholov, or from beitzim, what they call egg matzah. These things have no water inside at all. The Mechaber says, you cannot be mekayim yilel seder with this matzah. Therefore, it's nikkur when you have it during the day. And therefore, it's not problem having it during the day. He says, once you have this meal, have it very simple. Before the tenth hour, you can't have any meal but kviyas. So at 2 o'clock, according to the Mechaber, go eat your matzah shirah, can eat kviyas, sit upon it, wash the veg, and that's how you get shalosh shulos. And what do you, however, the Amor, in Shemitah Ayin Aleph, says days, he says that that's not our meaning. Our meaning is that we do not eat matzah shirah, egg matzah at all on Pesach, unless you're choy, or cotton, we don't eat egg matzah at all on Pesach. Why? Because we're choishes for the shitas that hold its machmetzah, it comes quicker, more from the stick, we're choishes those shitas. At least that's how most places learn the Amor, or for Shulchan a different way, but that's how places can seem to learn the Amor. And therefore, there's no way to the time Shalosh Shulchan. How? You cannot eat matzah, you cannot eat.